27강 실전 모의고사 3회 1번 대화를 듣고 여자의 마지막 말에 대한 남자의 응답으로 가장 적절한 것을 고르시오.
Hey, Luke. What book are you reading? Is it for a school assignment?
No, it's for my book club. We're going to discuss it next meeting.
Oh, I didn't know you were in a book club. How long have you been in that?
2번. 대화를 듣고 남자의 마지막 말에 대한 여자의 응답으로 가장 적절한 것을 고르시오.
Clara, long time no see. I heard you moved to a different city.
Yes, I moved to Pearl City last month.
Then how do you commute? There's no subway from there.
3번. 다음을 듣고 여자가 하는 말의 목적으로 가장 적절한 것을 고르시오.
Good morning, students. I'm the school librarian. Last week was our special opening celebration of our new library. Today, I want to let you know what an outstanding job you did helping the visitors during the celebration. Thanks to all of you who volunteered, it was a huge success. You kindly showed the guests around the library and informed them of all the available services. Also, due to your hard work in raising funds and organizing all the donation events, we now have a huge collection of books. I'm so grateful for all your help and support. You're such an important part of our school. Thank you for listening.
4번. 대화를 듣고 두 사람이 하는 말의 주제로 가장 적절한 것을 고르시오.
What are you doing, Robert?
I'm looking for the report for the meeting, but I can't find it.
You mean the one you printed out after lunch?
Yes. I know I put it here on my desk.
Well, it's hard to find things on your desk when there's so much stuff all over it. Oh, isn't this the report you're looking for?
Oh, yes. Thanks. I'm so disorganized that I often waste time just looking for things.
That's why you should organize better. It'd save you time since you'd know exactly where things are.
Right. Then I could be more productive and concentrate better.
Definitely. You'd also have more free space after clearing away unnecessary things.
You know what? I'm going to organize my desk after the meeting.
Good idea.
5번. 대화를 듣고 두 사람의 관계를 가장 잘 나타낸 것을 고르시오.
Hello, Mr. Baker. Thanks for stopping by. You got here early.
Yes, my meeting at the publishing company finished early.
I listened to your radio interview last night. It was really interesting.
I'm glad you liked it.
Many of our readers requested that we write a magazine article about you for this month's issue.
Seriously? As you probably know, my novel didn't get much attention when it was first published.
Right. It's been so popular since the release of the movie version.
Yes, I think Mark Nolan, the movie director, is a genius.
I think so, too. Isn't there going to be a musical based on your novel starting soon?
Yes. It'll start running at the National Art Center next month.
That's great. Before the interview, can I take some pictures of you?
Sure.
Hi,
Sam. Are you working on the poster for the school play?
Yes, I'm almost done. What do you think of it?
I love it. I like the font for the title, The Wizard of Oz, and it's good you put it on the top left.
I thought it'd be good to put this castle next to the title.
I like that. And including the brick road leading to the castle is a good idea, too.
Thanks. All the big events happen around the road.
Right. I also like how you put that pair of shoes on the brick road. I think it's more engaging than drawing the characters.
That was my intention. Then I put the time and place for the play in the box at the bottom of the poster.
Your poster is better than I had expected. Great job.
Thanks.
Randy,
I washed your clothes.
Okay. Thanks, Mom. Where are they?
I put them on your bed.
All right. Wait, this isn't my gym shirt.
Then whose is it?
It's probably Jake's. Jake and I must have mistakenly taken each other's shirts after PE class.
Then you'd better call him and let him know.
Well, we're supposed to meet up in an hour. I'll give it to him then.
Okay. Just be more careful, Randy. The last time you misplaced your gym shirt, it took a long time to get it back.
Sorry, Mom. Could you put my name on my gym shirt? It looks like everybody else's shirt, so it's easy to grab the wrong one.
That makes sense. I'll sew your name on the back of your shirt. Then you'll recognize yours easily.
Thanks, Mom.
Hello?
Hi, Carl. It's Anna. I tried calling you this morning, but you didn't answer.
Sorry, I was in a meeting. I had to give a presentation on my team's new product.
So, how did it go?
It went really well. I might even be going on a business trip to China for the new product promotion.
Good for you. I was calling to remind you of my housewarming party this Saturday afternoon.
Don't worry. I'll definitely be there.
I also wanted to invite you to a magic show this Sunday. I'm inviting all the housewarming party guests. Can you go with us?
I'd love to, but I can't. I'm supposed to meet up with my nephew this Sunday.
Oh, your nephew from Australia?
Yes, he's in town right now. Thanks for the invitation, though.
Okay, maybe another time then.
9번. 대화를 듣고 여자가 지불할 금액을 고르시오.
Hello. Let me know if you need help with anything.
Okay, thanks. You have beautiful pottery here. Are these mugs for sale?
Yes, they are.
Great. How much is this mug with the leaf pattern?
It's $15, but you can get two mugs for $25.
Cool. I'll buy these two mugs then. And I also have a question about your pottery classes. Do you have a beginner class?
Yes. It's a month-long class, meeting once a week, and it's $80.
That's perfect. I'd like to register for the class.
Okay. You'll also need materials for the class. You can either pay $35, and we'll provide them, or you can bring your own.
I'll pay to get the materials, too.
Well, since you bought two mugs, I'll charge you just $30 for materials.
Oh, thanks. Here's my credit card.
10번. 대화를 듣고 Conversation in the Dark에 관해 언급되지 않은 것을 고르시오.
Hi, Gina. How was your weekend?
It was awesome. I went to a special exhibit called Conversation in the Dark at Blue Gallery.
Conversation in the Dark?
Yes, it's a participatory exhibition. You walk through galleries in complete darkness with the help of blind guides.
But you can't see anything in the dark.
I know. So you end up using other senses. It's amazing. Even though it lasts about an hour, it feels like just 30 minutes.
It sounds cool. I'd like to check it out myself.
Then you should make a reservation online beforehand. It books up quickly.
I see. Is there an age limit for it? I'd like to take my 10-year-old son.
It's open to people 8 years old and up. It'll be a memorable experience for him.
I hope so. Thanks for telling me about this.
11번. 빅 아이디어 컴페티션에 관한 다음 내용을 듣고 일치하지 않는 것을 고르시오.
Hello, listeners. Have you heard of the Big Idea Competition? It launched in 2011 by the Lloyd Foundation, a non-profit organization. It's an innovative annual competition for young people aged 18 to 35, and it funds and supports those who have ideas that can make meaningful contributions to the future of the environment. This year, 4 Asia-Pacific countries have joined the competition: Australia, China, Japan, and South Korea. Every year, 12 winners are chosen in the competition. Each winner receives $6,000 prize money, as well as technical and marketing support from experts for the implementation of their projects. This is an invaluable opportunity to share your innovative ideas with the general public and win professional guidance. Don't miss out!
12번. 다음 표를 보면서 대화를 듣고 남자가 구입할 중고 태블릿을 고르시오.
Hey, Jim. Here's a flyer for some second-hand tablets. You said you need one.
Right. Let me take a look. The price range is reasonable.
Yeah. Does weight matter to you?
Yes. I want one lighter than 500 grams.
I see. Look, these models have a protective case.
That's cool. I need that. I'm always dropping things.
Then, how about this model? It has the smallest screen.
Well, since I like to watch movies on my tablet, I need a bigger screen size.
I completely understand. I think you also should get one with a lot of storage.
Definitely. I have a lot of movies I plan on storing on my tablet. So, I'd rather get one with more storage.
Then, this is the one you should get.
Yeah, I'll buy it.
(13번) 대화를 듣고 여자의 마지막 말에 대한 남자의 응답으로 가장 적절한 것을 고르시오.
Hi, Cindy. What are you doing?
I'm working on my student council election promises.
Oh, are you running for student council president?
Yes, I'd really like to get involved in helping out the school.
Great. I think you'd be great in that position.
Thanks. Here are some of my promises so far. Can you take a look at them?
Sure. Let me see. How did you come up with them?
I conducted a survey asking students what changes they want in the school.
Great idea. Most of the promises are good, but maybe you should remove these two.
Really? Please tell me why you think so.
14번. 대화를 듣고 남자의 마지막 말에 대한 여자의 응답으로 가장 적절한 것을 고르시오.
Hi, Nick. What's that?
It's the poster I made for the school environmental awareness poster competition. I just found out I won the competition.
Wow, congratulations. I bet your parents will be really proud of you.
Yeah, I'm sure they will be.
You're so talented, and your grades are really good. I'm guessing that you're also good at managing your time.
Actually, I'm not. I have a bad habit that I'm having trouble overcoming.
Really? What's that?
I'm always late for appointments, and that really annoys my friends and parents.
Oh, I see. I used to be like that, too. But I found a way to fix that and be on time.
Really? What do you suggest I do? I'd really like to break my bad habit.
15번. 다음 상황 설명을 듣고 레이첼이 이사벨에게 할 말로 가장 적절한 것을 고르시오.
Rachel has a 5-year-old daughter, Isabel. Recently, Rachel has been struggling to get Isabel dressed. She wants her daughter to wear comfortable clothes like jeans and t-shirts, but Isabel only wants to wear colorful dresses. When Rachel chooses her daughter's outfit, Isabel lies down and starts crying. Rachel doesn't know what to do, so she reads a parenting book for some advice. The book says that her daughter's behavior is a sign of growing up, and it suggests that a mother give her child a few choices about things. So, one morning, Rachel takes out several outfits for Isabel. She wants her daughter to select the one she likes most. In this situation, what would Rachel most likely say to Isabel?
16번부터 17번까지는 두 번 들려줍니다. 16번과 17번 다음을 듣고 물음에 답하시오.
Hello, class. As you know, bridges are vital for transporting across water. And some bridges have even become must-see tourist attractions due to their design or engineering wonder. Today, we'll learn about materials that are used to build bridges. A key aspect of bridge construction is the type of material that's used to build them. First, stone is one of the oldest bridge construction materials. It is resistant to wind and water erosion, lasting for centuries with little maintenance. Also, bridge architects and engineers use wood as a bridge material because of its natural beauty and flexibility. It's low in weight, yet highly dense and load-bearing. Next is steel. It's one of the most sustainable materials thanks to its durability, allowing it to be recycled over and over again without losing its strength. Another common bridge material is concrete. It's popular due to its low production cost and strength. Now, let's take a look at some pictures of bridges made from these materials.
다시 한번 듣겠습니다.
Hello, class. As you know, bridges are vital for transporting across water. And some bridges have even become must-see tourist attractions due to their design or engineering wonder. Today, we'll learn about materials that are used to build bridges. A key aspect of bridge construction is the type of material that's used to build them. First, stone is one of the oldest bridge construction materials. It is resistant to wind and water erosion, lasting for centuries with little maintenance. Also, bridge architects and engineers use wood as a bridge material because of its natural beauty and flexibility. It's low in weight, yet highly dense and load-bearing. Next is steel. It's one of the most sustainable materials thanks to its durability, allowing it to be recycled over and over again without losing its strength. Another common bridge material is concrete. It's popular due to its low production cost and strength. Now, let's take a look at some pictures of bridges made from these materials.
16번 여자가 하는 말의 주제로 가장 적절한 것은? 17번 언급된 재료가 아닌 것은?